Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Lyon.
All right, let's get to know these guys a little bit. We've talked a lot about the draft class. Some people wanted Kool-Aid. How does Lassiter fit in? Is he going to be your number two corner? Is he going to be an inside guy? Blake Fisher, my gosh, you drafted a tackle. Clint Sterner called it a wasted pick. Some people believe he could push Titus Howard. Realistically, perhaps he is able to replace Titus or Laramie in 2 years once you start paying C.J. Stroud. Kalen Bolick, you got a safety who's kind of a ball hawk. Who can see ball, get ball. Cade Stover, Nick Caserio basically says he's the best football player of all time. Move over Jim Brown. And then you have Jamal Hill, who I think might end up being the most intriguing guy that D'Amico Ryans will like to work with. And when you hear these young men speak, and they are young men, it's interesting because they got different paths. The day one guys, these are all 21-year-olds. These are the young guys. The day two guys, these are guys that have been in college 5 years or whatever. So there was no real type, although they all seem to be cut from the same type of cloth. Let's start with Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia. This is a guy who Nick Caserio was very defensive about when it came to the 40 speed. Said he's just a flat-out football player. Let's hear from him. By the way, he went toe-to-toe with C.J. Stroud in his best game ever when Ohio State beat Georgia. Let's hear what Kamari Lassiter has to say, the best of from him, about what he brings, his thoughts on C.J. Stroud, and why he always, yes, always, throughout the process, wanted to be in H-Town.
I've been saying for a long time, I was like, man, I really want to go to Houston. And I was just, you know, saying it, you know, very slightly, not knowing that, you know, it was going to come true. And I got the call earlier. You know, you dream about having that call your whole life. All my family here and just seeing everybody just be so happy. It's something that, you know, I'll never forget. You know, that's a young team. And, you know, I feel like, you know, that's somewhere where I would really enjoy playing. You know, you always, you know, watch football and you think teams where you feel like you would be able to fit in and you think that you would enjoy playing at. And I feel like Houston is one of those places.
I feel like, you know, playing in the SEC is like a direct pipeline to, you know, playing in the league. You know, you play some of the best players in the country. You know, you play in the best conference and you play the best football. And, you know, I was blessed to be able to play that for the last 3 years. And it really helped me become a better man and a better football player. My rookie season, you know, I just feel like I want to come in and I just really want to earn respect from my teammates and my coaches. C.J. Stroud gave us hell in the Peach Bowl. I don't remember him. I don't remember too many passes hitting the ground. And that was one of the few games that we really just didn't really have a true answer for the quarterback. So that's one thing that I vividly remember.
Staff is bringing a lot of the guys who have the same mindset. Guys who really want to be successful, we're willing to eat off the floor.
The thing I like about the Lassiter pick, and you know, again, you know, it's been up and down, and you know, you talk about who was there that they didn't, who was there in front of them that got taken. But the thing I like about him is he is going to be in the mix as a long-term solution at cornerback. You know, because no matter what you think of Okuda, Henderson, you don't know what they're, you know, they're both working on three teams in 5 years. So you don't really know if you can develop anything. Maybe they're going to be a short-term answer or whatever. So Lassiter's going to have a chance. And whether it's playmaking, who knows about the speed, I've had my doubts. But he's going to have a chance to be opposite Derek Stingley for a while.
Seems like sometimes when we talk about drafts, and this is why sometimes I give a C grade just because you want to wait and see. It's not a cop out, but it's like, let's see what happens. Wait and see. Like, you assume naturally, well, you know, Lassiter can't start immediately at number two corner. So what are you going to do there? And in a perfect world, you want a guy who you can just plug and play and everything's going to be good. But second round pick or not, if Lassiter is just a really, really good inside guy, like let's say for 4 years, Lassiter is a really good inside guy, he's an upgrade over Dez King. That's not a bad pick. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad pick. If Fisher develops into a guy that you feel good about starting in 2 years, that's not a bad pick. If Bolick is a starting safety or one of your top three safeties, it's not a bad pick because 50% of the time, at least, these guys aren't even playing. And that's what I think is important to look at when it comes to these guys. Now, first round, you want the guy to start immediately, but there's ideal roles that we envision, and then there might be something that the Texans are looking at when it comes to depth, toughness, all that. Blake Fisher was the most polarizing pick. The idea that the Texans would invest this much in the tackle position and then draft a tackle was surprising to many. Now, what is their vision for Blake Fisher? I don't think we'll fully know. We don't know what the conversation was like with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. We don't know if they envision this guy playing only when called upon or perhaps beating someone out. But when you hear Blake Fisher talk, he describes his game as dominant. That is how he describes it. He also has history with Jared Patterson, who the Texans kind of stole in last year's draft, did a good job starting at center in his rookie season. We've gotten to know Lassiter a little bit. Let's get to know Blake Fisher and how he describes his game and what he brings to the Texans.
I would just say dominant. You know, CJ's a baller. You know, his mentality every time he hits the field is a winner's mentality. Great coaching staff. They love ball. You know, on top of loving ball, they just really love their players, you know, players, coaches. You know, really want their players to be successful and want to find all the ways that, you know, they can, you know, help their players be successful. Been through a lot, man. You know, just, you know, ups and downs of college, you know, getting hurt freshman year, coming back. The opportunity to, you know, play at the highest level. But didn't know the interest was this high. But, you know, love this opportunity, especially being able to be, you know, back with, you know, one of my OGs from, you know, college, Jared Patterson. And, you know, then, you know, young and upgrowing team, you know, just being able to contribute, you know, just bring, you know, what I bring to the game, you know, to this program or to this organization. I talk to JP quite often, really, you know, especially going through this process, just making sure that, you know, I'm crossing my I's or dotting my I's, crossing my T's on everything. And, you know, if I'm unaware about something, you know, just reaching out to him and, you know, asking him for confirmation and or, you know, just, you know, his thought on it, you know, going through the process. But I would definitely say, you know, JP is he's a great dude, great football player. You know, it's exciting to be back with him for sure. So within that blessing, there's going to be adversity, you know, that comes, you know, even without, you know, the last 2 days, whatever, it's been a day and a half. But, you know, I knew God had a plan and, man, God did.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, you said polarizing. I mean, it's only because that's a pretty high, that's a lot of capital that they invested for a tackle when they have the two.
And maybe the goal is to lower that investment eventually, yeah. Once you have to. It's not really optional. Right now you have a lot of options. Do we want to invest this much at the receiver? Do we want to invest this much at tackle? Once C.J. Stroud's making $50, $60 million a year, that becomes a little bit difficult. So it's not even an optional thing. Kalen Bolick, USC. I've never seen the war room this pumped up. This was an excited war room. You saw D'Amico. You saw Caserio pretty excited. The confidence in this guy is insane. You'll hear an incredible display of confidence from him at 11:35. Move over, Caleb Williams. But here's Kalen Bolick giving you a little audio of what he brings to the Houston Texans in that swarm mindset.
When I took the visit to Texas, it felt great. the whole coaching staff, they welcomed me with open arms. Everybody loved me. And I love the coaching staff there too, and everybody else who was on the staff. So I kind of knew, I had a good feeling that it would be a chance that I would go there. It's great to have a coach like that, especially he relates to the players. Like you said, he was a former player also. So he knows what it takes. He knows what us players go through. So he's going to be able to relate to us. And I know he's a really awesome coach. So defense, it's a real young defense. They got some young pieces on the defense. I know the defense, they're going to play their heart out every single play. Everybody's on the defense. Seems really close. When I went to the facility, I got to meet some of the guys also and got to talk to them. And they were just telling me, like, it's a real family up there. And I know that me going into this team, I know I'm going to be walking with open arms. And I'm going to hop on the train and get the rolling with the team, with the defense. And we're gonna go out here and make plays.
So we're going to get to who I think is my favorite player in this draft in just a second. But Bullock is he is pixie dust. Like he is the epitome of what you hope D'Amico can do for a player. Because while Blake Fisher was polarizing where he was taken, Bullock is polarizing because of how he's played, you know, in certain games. A ball hawk, gets some interceptions, but also has been kind of out of position in some cases. Maybe not, you know, the tackling very, very high, letting people get by him, all that stuff. So he is the number one candidate for being the player you should be most excited that D'Amico's going to get his hands on.
He brings something they don't have.
Yeah.
Like, you can make a case that they already have an inside corner. They have a bunch of bodies, a bunch of guys. In Lassiter, you can make a case, and Nick Caserio has tried, no matter how many eyes roll, that they have not one but two elite tackles. They don't have a safety who can see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
They just don't. So however this guy puts it together, that he provides something that they do not have. Cade Stover, we've heard Nick Caserio talk about him. He absolutely loves Cade Stover. Comes from a farm town in Ohio. Actually was playing DN in the bowl game against Utah a few years ago. Been at the tight end position for a couple of years. Pretty good receiver, pretty good blocker. Still kind of a work in progress, but looked at as one of the top three, top four tight ends in the draft. Here's Cade Stover talking about what he brings to the Houston Texans. And let's see if you love him as much as Nick Caserio after you hear him speak.
Nothing's ever gone like how it's supposed to on pen to paper in my life. I think I feel like I'm battle tested and I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm planning on just playing as long as I can. They're getting just a complete utility player. Basically, I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do at 100% everything I got every single time. And just, I'm going to be the exact glue in the locker room. I'm going to be a dude people can come to when things go wrong. And I'm just excited to help this team any way I can. Man, I love blocking. I do. I'm going to throw my face in the fire every chance I can get. It might not always be pretty, but I promise you, you're going to get every ounce of power I got. They're getting just a complete utility. Like I said earlier, I mean, I'm going to do anything possible to help this team win, and that's all I got.
There's my favorite. Just because the opportunity, the options for him to actually get on the field a lot.
And I actually think that Andrew Beck might be threatened here. I know we look at the
could be
tight end position.
Yeah.
I think they might. He might be able to do some of the same stuff that Andrew Beck does. Little better receiver. I don't know if he's a better blocker or not. He might be. And he's still a work in progress. You call yourself a utility guy, that's a hell of a way to make yourself valuable on a football squad. Then there's Jamal Hill. This is an interesting one. So Jamal Hill has been playing linebacker for 1 year. He was a safety in high school. He was, I think, the 40th recruit in the nation at the position. He went to Oregon. Played safety until last year. Dan Lanning, who is a guy who specializes at the linebacker position, actually coached linebackers for Kirby Smart at Georgia for years. He moved Jamal Hill to linebacker last year, in large part because he talked about how the game was changing, need to be versatile, need to cover tight ends, need to move around a lot. Little known fact, Christian Harris had only been playing linebacker for 3 years when D'Amico Ryan started coaching him. He was actually corner, wide receiver, running back in high school, but immediately started at linebacker for Nick Saban. And D'Amico Ryans kind of took him under his wing last year. And you saw Christian Harris kind of start to put it together on the back end of the season. This is going to be a guy who I think D'Amico is going to take a hands-on approach with. And we talk about a lot of these guys developing. And Lassiter, you want to develop into a top two corner. Fisher, you want to develop into a starting tackle. Bolick, a starting safety. If Jamal Hill can be a two-down, two-phase player, and by that I mean two downs, third down, and fourth down, and by the two phases I mean defense and special teams, I think that's a successful pick, especially in the sixth round. Last year, the Texans could not guard tight ends. It was actually kind of a disaster. So this is a guy, he's a little bit raw. He's got a lot of versatility. He provides a skill set that they don't have. This is a guy that I think D'Amico Ryans is going to be really excited to coach. And if he can develop into that, and he might find his way onto special teams early on, he's got a big opportunity there. It's going to be interesting. Let's hear from him. Jamal Hill, by the way, the son of a drill sergeant. I think he described his dad as a real one during his media availability. But here is Jamal Hill talking about what he brings. And this is who I think might be one of D'Amico's most intriguing prospects and perhaps a guy that he can sprinkle some of that dust on, because had he been playing the position for a year. Here we go.
Coach Lennon and Coach Todd Lupoy sold me the vision of me playing linebacker and just how the game is changing, how I can help my team and how I can help NFL teams in the future. Guy like Coach Lennon and Coach Toss that have been around some of the best linebackers that came out the last 10 years, I just jumped at the opportunity. And I appreciate them for seeing that vision with me. My ability to cover tight ends, running backs, and like number threes in certain formations, those are kind of the main factors.
I fit wherever they want me to fit at. Like, I'll be the long snapper, the water boy, it don't matter. They draft me to play linebacker. If that changes in the future, it is what it is. I'll do whatever they ask me to do on special. I know that's probably going to be my path these first couple years. I'm not shying away from that. Like, I'm going to give them everything I got.
Speed is his calling card. And I absolutely believe he's going to be, you know, integral in special teams for sure. But, you know, we're going to see what kind of reps he can get, because they've had some issues covering linebackers, covering, you know, backs out of the backfield and tight ends. And that's one of the things that he's done well.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to see what this kid brings. I'm intrigued by him. The whole Dan Lanning moving him around, versatility, and then D'Amico Ryans gets a chance to figure out what he's going to do with him. I think that's going to be an intriguing pick, and the preseason is going to be interesting to see how each of these guys, like, you got to think each of these guys are going to get opportunities with the first team in preseason, and when you're building depth, that's kind of the stuff you got to look at. A lot of stuff is kind of set in stone. This is not, and there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of, I don't, like, Jamal Hill, they're not asking you to do a ton. We can work our way into that, but this year, special teams, you're going to spend some time with Frank Ross. And covering tight ends, that's really what they're going to ask you to do.
Yeah, that's where he can make some hay and turn some heads. It's what he did well at Oregon. He's not real big, but he's very fast, and he can get side to side. Like, normally a sixth-round pick, you'd think, all right, whatever, we'll see, special teamer. I think he's going to get some chances. And you mentioned preseason. I think that's where he's going to really be able to see something.
Yeah, y'all mentioned preseason. Yeah. They do have an extra preseason game, too. So I don't think nobody going to play in the Hall of Fame game outside none of the starters.
You guys might be ready.
Yeah.
Might get our first look at them.
Yeah.
How about that? That's your Texans prospects in their own words on the text line. Big Hardo right here, 512. Shout out to 512. Talk is cheap. Show me.
All about right. What?
Just talking about getting to know the kids in their own words. They got to show you brother. On the field.
Okay, Cowboy.
Well, quit talking then, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait till we get out on the field.
Yeah.
Is he not supposed to talk?
What are they supposed to do? What could they have done at this point? You want me to go give you a workout?
Show me.
It doesn't matter till you strap on the pads.
Maybe we can. We'll be sure to let you know on rookie.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. The 713, I guess Mel Kiper gave the Texans the best grade in the division. That's interesting. I guess I
don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know if I'm supposed to celebrate that or not.
I'm gonna pull a Nick Casario. I don't care about no draft.
I'll tell you
grades.
What though. Mel Kiper gets a lot of grief every year. It's just comforting.
You have to have him up there.
It's just comforting.
I feel like they don't.
He's
not
washed.
I don't know what's going on with it. I feel like he need to be up there more, man.
The word I would use, it's just comforting seeing him up there. Like he's always been up there. He's got to be up there.
He's not washed.
No.
He's still putting in the work. You got to have Mel Kiper up there. He's not there yet.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like some diminishing and losing his skills. You can tell he's still putting just as much effort. He's giddy. He's happy to be there. Shout out to Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper grades, though, don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
TBD. Coming up next, does C.J. Stroud have a massive target on his back? Someone in this room believes the answer is yes. We'll discuss next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
C.J. Stroud getting a lot of love this offseason, but does he have a target on his back? John Lopez believes the answer to that is yes. He will explain.
He's got a target on my back.
Now, here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Going to be a good year to watch some quarterbacks, man. Going to be a really good year. So, when it comes to C.J. Stroud, like, people all of a sudden are going to start comparing themselves in their rookie season or their early in their career to C.J. Stroud, which last year we were wondering about that. So, there were six quarterbacks, as we know, taken in the top 12 picks. Stroud's going to go head-to-head with possibly, Caleb Williams, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy. That's just...
It's light work.
You think?
It's light work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be a really good year for Texans fans to watch C.J. Stroud maybe stack himself up against... he is going to stack himself up against some of the greatest quarterbacks in the game, but maybe take even another leap. Like, take even another leap from where he did yesterday. Because you got those three. Then you got other young quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson, you know, he's going to be compared to C.J. Stroud. They're going to play him twice. Will Levis, play him twice. Jordan Love, play him this year. And then on top of that, you got Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Dak, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Tua, Goff. I can't remember a better season of like just quarterback matchups.
No, and I think this it's a good jersey exchange here for CJ.
Pretty
popular jersey exchange, guys. So it's a good jersey exchange here for him. This is a 4 or 5 primetime season for the Texans, I think. And and the other thing about these quarterbacks, it's not like these guys are on islands. These are good squads too.
No,
it's not just the quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure, but. In a weird way, it kind of makes me feel better about the Texan season. Because, you know, Stroud takes this stuff. We heard him the other day. You're sitting next to one, you know, talking about killers. I think he takes these things personally. I know he's going to take the J.J. McCarthy personally because McCarthy beat him in the horseshoe in 2022. And then, of course, you're facing Mahomes. I mean, you know, he might take the McCarthy the most personally. He absolutely might. But then Mahomes, you're facing him. Could be early in the season. Dak in Dallas and the Micah rivalry and all that stuff. Lamar Jackson, who beat you. Like, I feel better about C.J. Stroud when he's facing the highest level of competition because he's just one of those dudes.
Well, he's got to have a good squad around him. I mean, it didn't work against Baltimore, you know? I mean, they've got to – have they helped him? I mean, I think they've upgraded at running back. They've added Stephon Diggs. So they haven't been too C.J. dependent, and they've improved the defense. So – It would be very, very discouraging if they went into this offseason they just expected CJ to elevate everyone. But I think regardless of how you feel about the draft, regardless of how you feel about the offseason, like as a whole, I would say they've elevated his surroundings and put him in a better position to be able to, you know, go into Baltimore in January or whenever it is. And succeed. So I do feel like they have at least improved his surroundings to where he's in better position to be able to perform against these guys.
I also think we're not really kind of taking into account he's going to make a leap from year one to year two. It as great a year as he had last season, I think he can be like miles better just because he's not a rookie anymore. It's not all happening at once coming at him. At once, it's his squad. He's much more comfortable as the guy, and then he's going to be facing these guys. I think CJ is going to elevate even more.
Do you think he's kind of facing a little bit of a challenge though? In that, I mean, last year he wasn't the number one pick. Hell, he had a damn Cheetos commercial where he talked about being number two. There were some question marks. Nobody was really expecting the Texans to do anything. I do wonder if. While you expect him to come back stronger, there is a lot of love that he's getting. I'm not saying he wasn't always getting love, and really it didn't take him too long to get it around the league. It only took him a few weeks, a month or so, before he was kind of the toast of the league. But this is not similar. Like the expectations, the questions, the praise, it is a little bit different than how he came into the league last year. Where there were at least some question marks. Hell, we didn't even know he was going to be the starter until a week before the season. Now this is just completely his squad.
Yeah. There's nothing really about him that would... No, everybody's susceptible to quote-unquote getting the big head or reading your press clippings, whatever you want to call it. There's nothing about him that would say that he's going to be anything but even more focused and more plugged in. And again, it kind of comes back to the schedule. He knows who he's facing. You know, everybody else says, well, they don't really play against each other. Yeah, they do. I mean, they know who each other, who the quarterback is on the other squad.
Yeah, that's what the graphic is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's all about right there, head-to-head.
Yeah.
How many times do you see head-to-head? This guy's this head-to-head against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
979 says, I think CJ will have more interceptions this year. He got lucky on a lot of them last year. I think that's probably true.
It's possible.
I mean, he said that himself. So you're not saying anything that CJ doesn't know. There were some times where he got lucky and maybe interceptions could have been had. So yeah, I don't anticipate him throwing as few interceptions last year. I really don't have a problem with it. You got receivers force it to him every once in a while. I don't have any issue with that. No, by the way, the defense is better. So yeah, I could definitely see that. I could see him not being as good statistically, although that's might be a little bit hard to imagine. But yeah, the interceptions last year, I could easily see. You only threw 5.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, it could have easily been 10 or whatever, and he'll be the first to tell you that.
Yeah, and more interceptions is not necessarily a lot of interceptions, if that makes too many interceptions, if that makes sense. If he throws 9 or 10 interceptions, but they're moving the ball at a better clip, scoring more touchdowns, having a better – who cares? Like, it's not like he's going to throw 18 to 20 interceptions by any stretch.
We got an update on Tank Dell. Very interesting. We'll give that to you when we play the hits. Very fortunate situation for Tank Dell. Also got some interesting advice from a former NFL player. We'll get into that when the hits are lit, coming up in about 9 minutes. 713 on the text line. Shout out to all the people on the YouTube and the Twitch. If you're not subscribed to the Sports Radio 610 YouTube, go ahead and do that. You can watch the show as well as ride along with the comments. CJ seems like a guy locked in on being great, not famous. Just being great. I guess so. I mean,
you can do both.
You can do both.
You can do both.
But yeah, I don't think he's like changed or anything. I don't think he's gone Hollywood.
I think his priority is being great. But everybody likes to be famous.
But he still got Brian Burns.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's trying to do both.
Everybody likes to be famous.
Main thing, the main
thing.
A lot
of people do anyway.
Main thing, the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the CJ Stroud line. Keep the main thing, the main thing.
Yeah.
Texans next media availability. I've heard some people ask about that. Seen some people ask about that. It's been May 6th, I believe, golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. That's their annual.
I'm sure they'll be asked about Tank Dell and all that. So we'll see that. Does this team really have a big target on their back? Like I've heard Hunter versus Hunted. Do you think we're the other problem? Maybe we're kind of skipping some steps. You know, we've talked about all these matchups. We're not even really talking about the division. Texans are favored to win the division. I think the AFC South's kind of getting slept on. Texans are damn near even money to win this division. CBS had them at plus 105, which is basically just an even money bet.
Mm-hmm.
Jags are plus 270. Colts are plus 330. Titans plus 8-1. The division's kind of getting slept on. There's not too much excitement out of Indianapolis. Tennessee, they're trying to make themselves sound excited, but nobody's really looking at them as a contender. The Jags, they were supposed to be God's gift to the division. Not a lot of people. Is it possible that the division is getting a little bit slept on? And I'm as guilty of this as anyone.
Yeah, I think CJ Stroud, as I mentioned here, kind of has a target on his back because all the quarterbacks are going to compare each other themselves to each other. But the Texans, nobody's circling the calendar. You know, nobody's circling the Texans on the calendar is like, all right, that's the one we got to get. They're not there yet.
Colts might.
Well, no, the division's a different thing. Yeah, I think the Jags might. I think the Colts might for sure. You know the Titans are. just because of the rivalry that's kind of brewing there. No, the division's a little bit different thing, but I mean, it's not like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is thinking, boy, we got to get to that Texans game, you know, or Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. They're not there yet, but they're going to be, you know, they're obviously going to be in the mix.
Coming up in the hits, an update on Tank Dell, a call-up for the Astros, and the DeMeco factor and CJ factor when it comes to the confidence of some of the newest faces for the Houston Texans. The hits are lit next.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits, these are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
How close was Tank Dell to disaster? This is an update from the Seminole Police Department with kind of like a scouting report slash breakdown of the situation that Tank Dell found himself in.
Let me show where Tank Dell, Nathaniel Dell, is obviously a third round 2023 draft pick, 69th overall from the Houston Texans, somebody who was a star athlete in the Daytona Beach area, known to a lot of people there. He is standing literally between the firearm altercation. The video shows that he's walking. His report, because he is a victim in this case, he has been injured as a result of this. His report was that he saw this, or actually he saw what was going on. He took his cell phone out, had the cell phone in his hand, but you can see the position that he's in. He's right in the middle of this firearm altercation. And again, we will continue to work with him as a victim in this particular case.
All right, and he running away. There was one dude who kind of hopped. I tried to follow the video as best I can. It's a lot. Tank Dell, okay, whatever the hell that means, but Tank Dell reportedly okay. Don't know if this impacts him on the field or not. Who knows?
First of all, just absolutely terrifying, as you can imagine. I appreciated the draft profile that he started the whole thing.
69th overall pick, no, third round pick.
Started the whole thing with
obviously, like that was a known fact. Obviously, he's
clearly a Mel Kiper fan. He was given a draft profile.
Obviously, third round pick, 69th overall.
I was waiting on the draft music to play.
I was waiting for him to give strengths and weaknesses. You know, a little size might be an issue, but
with the ESPN draft music really going.
And oh, by the way, he's a victim in this crossfire here. That part was just absolutely remarkable. I mean, just literally between two guys shooting at each other. And, you know, he got hit, but it doesn't seem to be anything. Of course, that's easy to say for me, but it doesn't seem to be, you know, very serious. But just absolutely counting his lucky stars. It's got to be, by the way, a little bit of PTSD for at least a few days. You know, it's tough to go to sleep.
A few days.
A few days. That would be hard to just kind of shake off.
And there was a viral video from Ocho Cinco. He was with Shannon Sharp talking about his interaction with Tank Dell and his advice for him.
Altercation, but was simply caught in the crossfire. Remember,
I shot him.
Got no name on it.
Yeah, he showed. No, I shot him a text message. I shot him a text message too, man. Tell him, you're my prayers, man. You're my prayers. And after that, he responded back and said, everything is good. I'm good. I appreciate you. And I just told him, you got to move a little different, baby. You got to move a little different. I understand it's the off season. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to go out and have fun with your friends and your homeboys, but you got to move differently. You just have to. You have to. And the people that you surround yourself with should understand that you have to move differently. You shouldn't be at places anyway, but one where they can carry.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
So don't go anywhere where they can carry.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I
heard him say, don't go anywhere where there's a pat where there's not a pat down too. So don't go to Chili's. Don't go to
that's yeah.
Go to Grace's.
Church.
We'll go to church. Like, what are we saying here?
It's frustrating to me. That's truly, you know, because people are going to say something that move a little differently. I mean, what are you going to do? What could you possibly do differently there? That was a private event.
And see, a lot of clubs and bars do have security guards there patting you down.
Yeah.
So that's why I said this was a different circumstance. It seemed like it was a little more intimate where they didn't have any security probably or something like that.
But wasn't it a security guard that disarmed the guy? So there was something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was absolutely something. But, I mean, like, what are you supposed to do? Yeah, it's just the way things are right now.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of stuff. Ocho Cinco is always an interesting dude. He has some OG wisdom, but sometimes I won't say it's hard to take him serious, but he's not always serious.
No. Yeah.
And it's not like he's like studying the situation and what it was and stuff. So I saw that. I just find it weird that now Ocho Cinco, like, it's people are talking about Tank Dell like he's, you know, Pac-Man Jones or something like that.
And I think what Ocho said, I think it was fair to say. I think you should say that the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, I think everybody should be careful.
Mm-hmm. Here was a new Texan, Tank Dell, rookie last year. This was Jamal Hill. We've heard a lot of players talk about this as we play the hits here on In the Loop. Jamal Hill out of Oregon, sixth-round pick, talking about the DeMeco factor that it seems like free agents, rookies alike, often like to mention.
Man, you know, it's so crazy watching the playoff games, bro, just watching the passion that he coached with, him being like a former player and just hearing the stories about him being like a player coach and stuff like that from the times when he was in San Fran being a coordinator. I mean, I wouldn't want to be coached by nobody else. Excited for the opportunity.
Is he the most intriguing draft pick?
Jamal Hill, I don't know. I think he's intriguing with DeMeco. I played linebacker 1 year, provides something that they've had issues with, covering tight ends, kind of special teamer. Dan Lanning thought enough of him to move him to linebacker. I think he's interesting. I think he's definitely going to be someone that DeMeco takes under his wing, being the linebacker coach and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think he and Bullock are, to me, the most intriguing. And they both have similar reasons why. And that would be the DeMeco pixie dust.
The connection between C.J. Stroud and Cade Stover, it's been mentioned a couple of times. Here was Cade Stover, fourth-round pick, tight end out of Ohio State, talking about his relationship with C.J. Stroud.
Man, I just to be honest with you, it was no surprise to me or anybody in that Ohio State facility. We knew that dude was special. And when he got the chance, got put with the right people and right coaching staff, the dude's unbelievable. Just such an honor to play with CJ again. They got something really special going down there in Houston. So I'm just really, really excited to be a part of it here. And a lot of emotions right now, hard to put into words, but I'm excited to contribute in any way I can at that point. We've always had a good relationship all the way through college. We were captains together at Ohio State, so we shared a lot of time there together. And then before Pro Day, he came up, and we threw that night before Pro Day, and we've stayed in touch, I feel like, pretty well. He's just an awesome human and even a better teammate.
All right, there you go, another captain. Okay.
He's got like
they
six
love captains.
Of them.
Texans love captains.
Yeah.
Kalen Bolick, really interesting guy out of USC. He was asked about competing with Caleb Williams at USC, and let's just say this guy doesn't lack confidence.
Yeah, well, first question, competing against Caleb Williams every single day, it was a blessing because I know he's one of the best on that side of the ball, and he knows I'm one of the best on this side of the ball. So he pushed me every single day. I'll push him every single day, and we kind of hold each other accountable every single day on and off the field. So That's a real close friend of mine, and I know that he's gonna kill it where he's at right now. But it was really good going against him. And then USC prepared me for this next level. Like you said, it's everybody on the sideline. I got a lot of good resources around me, so I know I could reach out. I have great people like Taylor Mays in the room with me, who was once in my position as a safety, and I know like he helped me develop my game and helped me to what to expect at the next level. So I know I'm fully prepared for this.
Not lacking confidence, and I think very much, as I mentioned earlier, just intriguing because of what the situation he was in defensively was not ideal, but his skills were never a problem.
Said Caleb Williams, got to see me too.
Yeah.
Astros tonight, they start a series against the Cleveland Guardians. Guardians, the best run differential in all of the MLB. They're 19-9. Astros 9-19. After this series, we'll be about 20% through the season. I don't know, like, is there any moment I can point to and say this is a pivotal moment for the Astros? At what point does that happen? Is it, you're 6.5 games out right now of Seattle. Seattle's pitching is just through the roof. The Rangers are one game above 500. They're 5.5 up on you. They don't feel like they've played well, and they got some injuries. At what point is there any pivotal moment that you can point to and say, or is there any time? I need all the it's early baseball folks. Let me know. At what point do we say, okay, they got to be this by this time? Because I'm going to maintain that they got to win 90 games. That's what I'm going to maintain. Mm-hmm. Is there any pivotal moment that I point to? Is there any moment that you want to avoid? How are we supposed to look at this squad and have like a clear picture?
I think how far out can they be at the All-Star break? All-Star break, middle of July.
Typically teams that are like 8 out are sellers, right? I mean, isn't that – There's
always exceptions. There have been some that have made the big runs and all that. And I was actually texting with Cam Scott, a huge Astros fan, as I've talked about before. He says, well, let's wait till the All-Star break. Let's see if they can get to 500 by the All-Star break. That would be cause for a parade at this point.
500 parade?
The 500 parade by the All-Star break. And I'm only kind of half kidding. Because like if they're just 6 back at the All-Star break, that's a tall task, but that would be a victory, right? So like I always talk about those moments in time, but the All-Star break is when you really have to start. It's nut cutting time. That's when you have to say, we're going to trade this guy. We're going to trade this guy. You know, we're sellers. We're going to, you know, bring up this prospect and let him learn on the job. So like, I think All-Star break, you've got to be at least within 6 at the All-Star break. And that's a big ask.
Within 6. That's a good thing to follow, though. That's fun. I'm down with that. Let's get within 6. That's the rally cry here. Not take it back or
what is it? Relentless this year?
Relentless.
Yeah.
Get within 6. Hashtag get within 6 before break. Let's get that out there. Let's get that hashtag going. NBA, the Lakers get swept. LeBron James. Future
gentleman sweep.
Uncertain.
Yeah.
Uncertain. Oh yeah. One, oh yeah. 4-1.
They got one.
My bad. They got one. Gentleman sweep.
He's still in the GOAT conversation now.
Yeah. Okay. yeah. They take the first and then lose 4. LeBron James, future unknown. There are reports though, from Shams among others, that the Lakers are willing to draft Bronny James to make LeBron's dream of playing with his son.
They should do it. Go ahead.
A reality.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. Do it for LeBron.
Do they have to?
No, I'm saying they should.
No, what I'm saying, like, is anyone going to draft him? Can't you just invite him to camp?
Well, that too.
Is anyone going to draft this kid?
Go ahead and do that, man.
They will if they want LeBron James.
You go, Lakers. Do it. Do it for the story. Draft Bronny. Come on, man. What are we doing here? Well, like, seriously, what are we doing here?
Trying to satisfy LeBron, man.
Raphael Stone about to draft LeBron.
1-4, man.
He about to draft Bronny.
1-4. The Jags, they've released Zay Jones. Zay Jones is gone. This after they got Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, they are releasing him. And this might be one, I don't know if this is sad or cool or what. Former wide receiver Jarvis Landry, a 5-time Pro Bowl selection, who did not play in the NFL last season. He is participating in Jags rookie minicamp in 2 weeks. Why does he have to do this? Is he not ready to go? What's going on?
Nah, that's sad.
This is a 5-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
This was a key part of a playoff squad a couple years ago in Cleveland. Seemed like a name that would always come up for the Texans, like whenever receivers would get hurt. What's up with Jarvis Landry? Not only does he want to play, it seems like he wants to play bad enough to where my man is going to go to a rookie mini camp on the 10th.
Is it sad, Figgy, or is it just like this is him?
Just the knowing where he started and all that stuff.
Yeah, how he's fallen.
Yeah,
yes.
He left Cleveland, went back home to New Orleans.
Yeah.
That didn't work out, and he's been out the league since.
Or is it just him like saying, this is how committed I am to wanting to play? I think that's part of the equation as well.
Okay, well.
You know. I feel like it was a lot of people committed wanting to play, yeah. But play that bad to join rookie minicamp?
Yeah.
The next question's for the Texans. Now that the draft is gone, what are the biggest questions facing the Texans heading into camp? We'll address lunchtime next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.